This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 30th of April. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Plymouth, Seoul, Lundy, and Fastnet. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Fisher, 1,032, expected German bite, 1,031, by 1800 on Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, south or southwest, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly, 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty and later also elsewhere. Fog patches at first in east 40s, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east 40s. Fisher, German bite. Westerly 4 or 5 in northeast Fisher and southeasterly 4 or 5 in southwest German bite. Otherwise variable 2 to 4, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers in Plymouth, moderate or good. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery in Biscay and Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, easterly 7 or gale 8 at first in Far East, otherwise 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, good. Shannon, east or northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later, fair than occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fog patches in Hebrides, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Hebrides. Bailey, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. South or southwest 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east by north 3, 15 miles, 1,026, now falling. Stornoway, northeast 2, fog 100 metres, 1,027, now falling. Lerwick, south, southwest 3, mist 2 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 2, 15 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 3, 22 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Lucas, east 2, 16 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Boomer, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1,031, steady. Bridlington, northeast by east 4, 1,029, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East, north, 5 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by east, 6 miles, 1,029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East, northeast, 6, 1,019, rising slowly. Jersey. East, northeast, 5, 9 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East, northeast, 6, 1,017. Scilly Automatic. East, 6, heavy rain, 1,900 metres, 1,014, now falling. Milford Haven. East, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Aberporth. East, northeast, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,021, now falling. Valley. East, northeast, 4, 24 miles, 1,023, now falling. Liverpool Crosby. East by south, 2, 24 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Valencia. Northeast, 2, 22 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronald's Way. East, northeast, 5, 19 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast by east, 6, 22 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the North Sea will decline and move east through the next few days. Fair weather continuing for much of the United Kingdom through this Thursday, but outbreaks of rain and showers are expected to move northeastwards across most waters through Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in west. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in south, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times later, fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain in west, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Occasional rain, mainly in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain later in south. Good, occasionally poor later in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southeast later, fair, good. Isle of Man. East 5 or 6, backing east or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Merchant Point. East or southeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 4 to 6, mainly fair, poor at first in northwest, otherwise good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And ushers Radio 4 towards the bedroom for tonight. My name is Vijay Ellis. Your company has been an absolute delight. Thank you for joining us. Have a peaceful night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Pete Ross. The price of oil hits $120 a barrel, its highest price in 4 years.
What triggered this was some reporting from well-connected sources that the Trump administration is talking about their blockade on Iran would last for months.
There have been heated exchanges in the US Congress as it's revealed the war in Iran has cost $25 billion so far.
So they haven't broken yet. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet for all of the...
Well, their nuclear facilities have been obliterated.
Tech billionaire Elon Musk has accused defense lawyers of asking him trick questions on the third day of his lawsuit against OpenAI. And...
It was extremely exciting. I mean, I think everyone who works in this field dreams of finding a new bit of old English.
A rare copy of a 7th century English poem turns up in a library in Rome. That's all coming up after this news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Oil prices are surging relentlessly, touching their highest point since the US and Israeli war against Iran began at the end of February. The benchmark Brent crude briefly crossed $120 a barrel amid concerns about how long the conflict will last. Here's our business reporter, Jonathan Josephs.
President Trump met a group of energy executives, including Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, at the White House yesterday. Discussions included what steps could be taken to minimize the impact of higher oil prices on American consumers if the current US blockade on Iran continued for months. A White House official described the meeting as being part of the president's regular meetings with energy industry leaders. However, reports from Washington say the president has instructed aides to prepare for an extended blockade of Iran.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended his department's conduct of the war against Iran in a